News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, we've heard from the unions and indeed the Minister for Education this morning on that news that schools won't be reopening for students with special needs on Thursday. But what about those most affected? Ethel Murphy-Cork from Kilkenny, you have a child with additional needs. How are you feeling this morning?
Hi, Shane.
Good morning.
I'm feeling quite let down, I have to say, this morning. Like, I was actually okay about the whole aspect the whole way up, and I was kind of like putting it to the back of my mind, because I had a little bit of hope, thinking that, you know, something would come out of it. Like, I would have been happy with 2 or 3 days a week, even just to have some bit of normality for my child. And I'm sure other parents are the same. But when this came about then last night, I was quite angry, I have to say. But I do think that there's no sector to blame. But I think something has to be done. They have to sort out a solution here and just stick to it. We are sick of the to and fro, and are we going back? Are we not going back? Like, I was lucky I hadn't told my child that she was going back, when I know loads of parents had told their kids and then had to go and deal with, you know, telling them obviously that they're not going back to school. So for me, I'm kind of worried more so about the regression of my child. Like, the first lockdown was quite tough. Like, we couldn't even go out for a walk. So when she started school in September, she's only 5 now, and she started school in a special school here in Kilkenny, and the school is amazing. I couldn't say a bad word about anybody out there. They're just amazing. So, but like, she is a different child. Like, home at Christmas time, we couldn't get over it. She was a different child. So I just fear for the regression. I can see it already over the last 4 days, 4 or 5 days in particular. Her sensory play, she has no interest in it. She doesn't want to go out on the trampoline, doesn't want her peanut ball blown up. She doesn't want, like, she's no interest in schoolwork. Remote learning just isn't for her. She, academically, this child is flying. Does not bother with this child. But, like, it's the social side. Like, it's the anxiety of going outside the door. People don't get that. People just say to me, like, would you not just get up and just bring her out for a walk? It's not as easy as that, like, for her. I've noticed that she's started to bite her nails, which she would never have done. So, like, it's little things now that we can kind of see that I'm kind of more kind of worried about her regressing over now, over the next couple of weeks, because I don't see it happening that they will be going back. And I have no confidence now. And I think every parent is the very same. They have no confidence in, like, anything in the government, in the unions. You know, I just think that the kids, again, are being forgotten about. And there's a lot more parents worse off, like, a lot more families worse off than me as well, you know.
Ethel, thanks so much for speaking to us so articulately and so passionately this morning. Ethel Murphy-Cord there from Kilkenny, thank you.
And I'm joined now by Siobhan from Wicklow. Siobhan, your daughter is on the autism spectrum. How does this affect you?
Good morning, Ciara. Similar to what Evelyn has said, I suppose, you know, we are deeply frustrated by the news that has come out today. Probably similar to Evelyn, we are not in the worst situation. You know, our daughter isn't too severe on the spectrum, but, you know, we're massively impacted by anxiety. So, you know, she had started mainstream integration, but every week that goes by, that anxiety lifts. So we're now going to be back to square one, where we were in September. But whenever they get back to school, she doesn't understand what is going on. She doesn't understand what COVID is. She doesn't understand why the school is open. We've had to tell her it's being cleaned.
Do you feel let down, Siobhan, when you hear that every other country in Europe has managed to provide this kind of education for children with special needs?
100%. Like, Northern Ireland have got it right. Every other country in Europe seems to have got it right. And these are vulnerable children. They're the reason, you know, they have additional needs, and that needs to be considered. And one of my biggest concerns, Ciara, right now is everybody's thinking about the now, but who's thinking about the future of these children? So, you know, in 2 years' time, the hope is that our daughter would be ready for mainstream. But what happens if she's not? Would she get an extra year in her unit? What about all of the kids that can't get into a unit because of everything that has happened, because we can't get these children back into education. So there's massive waiting lists. You have to fight to get your child diagnosed. You have to fight to get them a place in one of these schools. And for a union to turn around and say that, you know, they're not accepting the medical advice, rightly or wrongly, before Christmas, the social distancing couldn't be practiced properly because of the needs of some of these children. So why was it all right before Christmas?
Can I ask you, do you believe them when they say that they want to put the needs of your child first, really?
Right now, after yesterday, no.
Okay. Look, we are thinking of you, and we have huge sympathy for you and every family affected by this issue. I can only imagine your anxiety and your fear and your concern around all of it. Thank you, Siobhan. Thank you very much for speaking to us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.